This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today. Mr. Modi said the INS Vikrant, which is India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, reflects the capability of India's armed forces. He said that INS Vikrant is not merely a warship, it is a testament to 21st century India's ingenuity, resolve and global influence. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India. The Prime Minister also lauded the valour and determination of security forces.
अभी कुछ ही महीने पहले हमने देखा है विक्रांत ने अपने नाम से ही पूरे पाकिस्तान की रातों की नींद उड़ा दी थी जिसका नाम ही दुश्मन के साहस का अंत कर दे वो है INS विक्रांत मैं इस अवसर पर हमारी सेनाओं को खास तौर पर सैल्यूट करना चाहता हूँ भारतीय नौसेना द्वारा पैदा किए जो भय पैदा किया गया है भारतीय वायुसेना द्वारा दिखाए गए अद्भुत कौशल ने भारतीय सेना की जांबाजी ने तीनों सेनाओं के जबरदस्त समन्वय ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में पाकिस्तान को इतनी जल्दी घुटने टेकने पर मजबूर कर दिया था
On May 7, the Indian forces launched Operation Sindoor in response to a deadly terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on April 22 and executed coordinated strikes targeting multiple terror infrastructure sites across Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and Pakistan. Addressing the Navy personnel, he said he was fortunate that he is celebrating the Holi festival with them. Mr. Modi said, "Today is an amazing day as on one side I have the ocean and on the other I have the strength of the brave soldiers of Mother India." He said the glow of the sun's rays on the ocean's waters is like the Diwali lamps lit by brave soldiers. The Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of a total of 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to the polls in this phase on the 11th of November. Today is also the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on 6 November. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Kerala and Mahe today. Places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency further predicted thunderstorms and lightning conditions today in parts of Odisha, South Interior Karnataka, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Kerala, Mahe and Lakshadweep. Moving on to sports, in cricket, Sri Lanka will face Bangladesh in ICC Women's ODI World Cup at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. England defeated India by 4 runs in Indore last night. Chasing a target of 289 set by England, India managed to score 284 for 6 in 50 overs. Smriti Mandhana's 88 along with Harmanpreet Kaur's 70 and Deepti Sharma's 50 kept the host in contention. The win assured an unbeaten England of a semi-final spot, joining Australia and South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.